Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Our substitute, Luke 23:18-25. But they all cried together, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas," a man who had been thrown into prison for an insurrection started in the city and for murder. Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus, but they kept shouting, "Crucify, crucify him." A third time, he said to them, "Why, what evil has he done? I have found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish and release him." But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked, but he delivered Jesus over to their will. Luke 23:32-43. Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by, watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself. If he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving a due reward for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Have you ever received something you didn't deserve? If this is in the negative, we will likely complain and demand justice. If it's in the positive, we might silently accept, but certainly won't complain. In this Luke passage of Jesus' crucifixion, we see Jesus getting what he doesn't deserve, Barabbas getting what he doesn't deserve, freedom, two other criminals getting what they do deserve, and one of those criminals also getting what he doesn't deserve. As the crucifixion story plays out, God explicitly gives us the picture of our inability to atone for our own sins, to get ourselves in right relationship with God. But God, in his grace and mercy, provides the necessary sacrifice as payment for the sins of all who will believe. As the two criminals hang beside Jesus, one only thinks about how he can get out of this desperate situation. Maybe this Jesus could get me out of this if he is really the miracle worker people say he is. The other accepts his plight, but then acknowledges a greater need he has than to escape the just earthly punishment for his crimes. "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Today, what is your standing before a holy God? Have you, like the second criminal, repented and received God's provision for your sin? If today was the day you stood before God as your judge, would you be received as his child? If so, it is our joyful duty to live with gratitude in honor of his great sacrifice for us. If not, won't you trust him today? Simply ask for his forgiveness and receive his Holy Spirit to live in you and through you. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says this, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Dear Lord, like the second criminal crucified next to Jesus, I acknowledge my deserving of your just punishment. I thank you for Jesus' substitution for me. I am so grateful that you would forgive me and welcome me into your family and into your kingdom. I submit myself to your purposes in spreading your kingdom on the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.